Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Oh, yeah, I'm using my B2V to get that baby started. What? Yep, well, later, here on Auto World, you're going to find out what B2V is. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm glad your engines are now started. Put your tray tables up and prepare for takeoff. Put the driving gloves on, safety glasses on. We are going to have one fast, exciting program here today on Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm honored. I'm very proud. Happy Memorial Day weekend to each and every one of you. Take time out with your family. Take time out and relax and take a big, deep breath and thank. And I want to thank all the veterans and each and every one of you that are in the service, all divisions, thank you. It's very, well, I want to say thank you again to all of you because of the freedom. I salute you. Right hand up and salute. Thank you for saluting with me, folks. Each and every year, we salute, take time out, and go put, you know, flowers, whatever you'd like to put on graves. And I do appreciate each and every one of you doing that. It's a good feeling to be in a free world and be able to hop in an automobile and fire it up and be able to get behind the silver microphone, folks, and be free here to help you, to have fun with you, to maybe teach you some things you've never even known about, to be able to make your freedom of your life easier. And maybe save you some cash along the way, too. I never do ask for your credit card numbers. You know, that's not what we do here. I try to send you over at least $100 every single week. Maybe every 5 minutes you get a $100 bill sent to you by knowledge. Something that I've already been there and done with. With car, truck, lawnmower, snowmobile, dirt bike. Maybe something you didn't know how to do, and maybe you learned how to do it, and that's what it's all about. I want to salute all of you that have sent emails back to me and thanked me for that. Thank you for taking the time to do that, and that's a big paycheck for me when I hear from you and thanking me for just doing and talking and saying something that I already know behind the silver microphone. Wow, what an honor, and I'm very honored and proud to be able to do that. I guess it's been 45 plus years now to be able to not sit behind the silver microphone, but to have the file cabinet up in my head. It's amazing how life works. Those days back in the day, and especially I've had some in the last week, you scratch your head and you say, why am I doing this? Doing what? Well, I'm not double-jointed, and I'm trying to get my one finger in there to put a nut on a bolt. Well, it gets right down to it. It's the fact that I might be doing that not only to help the customer, clientele, and the friend with their automobile, but right there, it comes right back to the silver microphone. You know, the day that my son said, I've got a water leak in his Ford Explorer, long story, make it short. He's got a head in a Ford Explorer going to college, high school and college. He said, Dad, I smell antifreeze. I said, okay, pulling in on the lift. Let's take a look. And, of course, I had to teach and form I had to form him into doing his own repair. Yes, he could use my tools, but mental wise. I wanted him to do his own stuff. I wanted him to learn how to do it. I wanted him to learn what the smell was, what the noise was, and all that, to teach him that, hey, I've heard that before. That's just a da-da-da-da-da. Well, and that da-da-da-da, yada-yada-yada, hey, that's a catalytic converter he got plugged up there. So he's going to be saving his money the rest of his life because he might not have to hire it done, which costs money. He pulls his Ford Explorer in, got a smell of antifreeze. He says, I don't know what, get it on the lift and look up there and tell me what's leaking. So he did. And he says, well, there's antifreeze coming out of the bottom of the water pump. Okay. So I walked out, looked up, and I said, hey, see that little hole there? We pointed up with a long screwdriver, and it's a weep hole. See that little hole? He says, yeah, it's leaking right out of there, huh? He says, yeah, what is that? That's called a weep hole. So when the bearing goes out, it causes the shaft and the water pump to wobble, 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 causing the seal to start leaking, causing the antifreeze to come out that little weep hole, letting you and me and my son know that the antifreeze is leaking and it's time to replace the water pump. So back to the nut and bolt story, get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story. I said, get the water pump off of there, I'll go order one. Well, he did a good job until he got to the point where he couldn't get the water pump off. He said, I got all the bolts out of it. It won't come off. I said, no, you don't have the water pump bolts out. Yes, I do. No, you don't. You know, all you parents know this, grandkids know, you folks with grandkids, you know, they don't listen to us. Sometimes they do. I said, you got one more bolt to get to. Do you want me to show you? Sure. So he walked out there and I pointed to the thing with a mirror, a dental mirror. With a light pointing in the mirror in order to see that head of that bolt. And he says, what would they do that to me for? I said, that's one bolt that you didn't know it was there, huh? No, I didn't know that. So, and it gets back to it, folks. 45 years of hidden bolts and nuts and all that. And I was living that same thing that my son was living way back when I couldn't get the first Ford Explorer water pump off that 4.0 either. But I found it. So, with that Auto World tip right off the bat here, it pays. I'll say it the way it is. It pays you to pay someone, a technician, mechanic, grease monkey, whatever you'd like to call us. It doesn't matter. But it pays to have you pay more and look at their age, see how long they've been around, because they know where that bolt is, and it's cheaper to get it done and gets done quicker, too. And that's what you like, because do you really want your car, your vehicle sitting in the back lot for four weeks, maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe, you know, it doesn't matter. Get her done in 2 days, maybe one day. Hire the old guy like me and you'll get her done quick. Good to have you along. This is Auto World here on this hour of Auto World. At the end of the hour, I've got a little present for you. We always do this on the end of the hour. It's called A Word with Mark. What happened on this week in automotive history? You want to stay tuned for that. Also, I have the B2V coming your way, and I've got a little recall for you, and this is kind of scary. It's something to do with exploding seat belts. So stay tuned for that. Exploding seat belts. A little over 281,000 cars. You might own one of these. And we never did get to the tank turn, so we're going to get to the tank turn and find out what brand of car, model, make, all that is doing a tank turn. And do you really need a tank turn? And what is a tank turn? A lot of questions. Also, I've got Indianapolis 500. No, I don't have any tickets. The race is already done. Sorry about that. And I will not report the winner because some of you might have recorded it to watch it later. See? But I'm going to give you, well, you know, trivia. Like, why do they kiss the bricks? Yeah, I got that trivia for you. Traditions, of course. Oh, here's one. Here's one for you. Do Indy 500 race car drivers pee while they're driving? How do they do that? Well, we're going to get right down to that, too. See, this is all about Auto World, isn't it? Right here. Uh-huh. And I've got the email bag right here to the left of me. Here it is. Oh, yeah. See, there's a lot of them in there. So we're going to go to the email bag. When we first come back, we're going to go to the email bag and help you with a lot of emails. And real quick, I'm going to help and get all the emails that you folks have sent to me this last week. Tomorrow's a holiday. I'm going to hit them Tuesday, and we'll get them all done and get in contact with you Tuesday. But right now, stay tuned. Oh, yeah, the Meat Institute has some more facts for each and every one of us. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh yeah, the smell of the tires, new and used. The smell of the perfume of the fuel right here in the IndyCar studio this week. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World from the IndyCar studio here in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. It's a pleasure to have each and every one of you come in each and every week. Does everybody know what time it is? Oh, yeah, it is AW time, the official ASE certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast internet TV talk show. Now, aren't you glad you joined?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's one thing that I'm kind of wondering about if I am. Go ahead, Alex.
If I was a race car driver, well, I'd be right behind her. I'd be doing 90 in a 55, trying to change her mind. And if I was an airplane pilot, I wouldn't be 35,000. I'd be drawing I'm sorry in the blue sky over I-65. But if I was a betting man, I'd say she's halfway to Birmingham, on the phone with her mom and them, cussing me to hell and back again. I bet she's got a radio on, singing something about moving on. I put a heart on her, never coming back again. If I was a betting man.
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not. Are you? I don't want you betting when it comes to tires. Are the steel cords showing? Stop betting on it. Don't bet it that the tire will rotate one more mile. How about your oil change? Simple thing as an oil change will destroy your engine if you don't change your oil. Yeah, that crack in the windshield. Are you betting that crack won't get any bigger? Yeah, that sun hits that thing this summer. Boom, right in the eyeballs. Let's not be a betting man or woman. There's one person, though, in the Indianapolis 500 that sometimes has to kind of hold it and bet on that. In fact, well, this is sometimes is what they have to do. On the Indianapolis 500, we've got traditions and trivia coming your way, and I've got one for you right now. Do the Indy 500 drivers really, do they pee where they're out there on the track? That's quite a while. I mean, you think about 234 miles an hour, but it's like, God, the race is going on for at least half a day. Well, when many drivers try to hold it, hold it all the way through the race until the end of the race, and they, you know, they use the facilities, it isn't always possible, folks. It can also cause problems if the racer is caught in a wreck. You know, Will Power, he says, I just pee myself. He says, no one wants to hit a wall with a full bladder. And that's the truth. I mean, Will Power, you're probably going to give me a call, and please do. Mark Evans, Auto World. You're telling the truth, though, Will. Because health-wise, hitting a wall at 200-plus miles an hour with a full bladder? Ugh, that's not good. Not good at all. No. Okay. So let's get right down to the lips. Now that we talked about something else. The lips. Why do they kiss the bricks? It's a tradition, folks. Kissing of the bricks was started by NASCAR champion Dale Jarrett. After his Brickyard 400 victory in 1996, Jarrett and a crew chief, well, Todd, his crew chief, decided to walk out to the start and finish line, kneel, and kiss the yard of bricks to pay tribute to the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's why they kiss the bricks. As I watch the race and I see that, do they wipe the brick off before they put their lips down on there? I'll leave that with you there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming up here on Auto World, we've got a word with Mark. Of course, the B2V. What is it? You're going to find out a little bit later. The 106th running of the Indianapolis 500, of course, just happened. Whew, man. But first and foremost, where's the beef? Some of you might ask about that. Well, I'm going to tell you where the beef is right here, right now. From the Meat Institute. Yes, there's actually a Meat Institute. On Memorial Day to Labor Day. Yes, from right now, because we are live from Boise, Idaho. Right now, Memorial Day all the way to Labor Day. You, I, everyone, all the Americans eat. Write this down. We eat between Memorial Day and Labor Day, folks, 7 billion hot dogs. Now, that's some beef right there. I guess if you eat the beef hot dogs, that's a lot of beef. 7 billion hot dogs. I know that Costco's stock just keeps heading north, and that might be why, because they serve that hot dog and that Coke. And, boy, they just put a report out on that, too, that hot dog and Coke's going to stay at $1.50. Okay. Just kind of like the milk I was talking about that they drink when they finish the Indianapolis 500. It really hasn't gone up. Hey, by the way, thanks, Costco, for keeping the hot dog and Coke $1.50. Like they say, a moment on my lips, 10 years on my hips. Well, here it is, the tank turn, folks. You need a tank turn. What is a tank turn? Well, Mercedes-Benz, the EQG. Mercedes has the tank turn in that model, the EQG. A tank turn is when a vehicle is able to spin on its center axis, folks, in any direction for using four electric motors is how they're doing it. So you're kind of like, excuse me, you're kind of like spinning your vehicle on a, well, remember the old toy we used to have, the top, they called it, and it spun right there? Well, yeah, it's called a tank turn. Interesting. The Mercedes-Benz EQG. They released a video on this, Mercedes has, yes, demonstrating a full 360-degree tank turn, because that's what tanks do, to protect all of us. And they call it the G-turn. Now, just so you know, this is going to be available, even though you might not want it. But what I'm saying here is that, you know, General Motors, Chevrolet, you know, they put out the crab crawl in that Hummer. Which basically what that is, a crab crawl is that Hummer, you turn the steering wheel to the front, and it's four-wheel steering. It turns the vehicle so it can go sideways. Well, what happens is the other car manufacturers raise the bar and give us a tank turn, the G-turn from Mercedes. We're going to come right back, talk a little bit more about that tank turn. And I have what happened on this week in automotive history for you. Time for some M&M's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited the Uvalde school where a murderer killed 19 children and two teachers, and the Justice Department said it will review law enforcement's response to the attack. This as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss new legislation to prevent such attacks from happening. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker gets candid about his expectations regarding the discussions.
Well, whatever we can get done, if it saves a life, it's worth doing. And so my colleagues who are entering the bipartisan talks, I fully support that. But I'm under no illusion that we're going to do the things that need to be done, that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support, Republican and Democrat, that can create significant safety.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
I don't think I could fiddle that fast, but boy, we're fiddling right now. Oh, I've got some trivia question out there that I've got some emails come in, and it looks like we've got an answer, which is awesome. In fact, before we get that out there, I'm going to holler the trivia question out again. Where was the world's first three-color traffic lights installed? Where was the world's first three-color traffic lights installed? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our email here. Phone number since 1992 hasn't changed, 855-660-4261. And then I'm going to go to the email bag, and then we're going to get that answered. But first and foremost, though, I wanted to get back and talk a little bit about the Mercedes-Benz, the tank turn. I just want to let all of you know that it's reality, and it looks like this feature, the G-turn as Mercedes-Benz calls it, will be available on the official production model of the EQG in 2024. So that's going to raise the bar. See, we're the winner. Again, all of us are winners. Why? Because if General Motors came out with the crab crawl, that four-wheel steering, the back tires turn, the front tires turn, you're going to go sideways. And, of course, it doesn't go complete 100% sideways. It does a crab slide crawl, of course. But this tank turn to spin on a 360-degree... See, another manufacturer had to raise the bar to beat the competition out. Now, Jeep Wrangler. Okay, Jeep. What are they going to do? I mean, that vehicle there is one of those vehicles that can four-wheel drive and go up by anything, go down vehicle and turn. I mean, I've been to Moab. I've watched them. I don't own one. Don't do that. But I like watching them. And yes, I was test driving a Jeep Wrangler here lately for an Auto Talk new car test drive report that we may not get to, but it doesn't matter. What I'm talking about is I did take it down a gully, and they do real well, those Jeeps. Well, now this Mercedes-Benz EQG, if it can turn on a 360-degree deal, I mean, wait a minute, is that going to outdo the Jeep Wrangler? So then is the the Chrysler folks, Stellantis, are they going to, that's the company now, are they going to have to raise the bar on Mercedes? We will sit back and watch. We'll be the winners. Let's go to the email bag. Grab me the bag. There it is. I have to reach way over to get it because Eddie, the engine emailer who takes care of emails, is not here today, taking the weekend off. There's one. Got it. Crumbled it all up. I go into the email bag to help each and every one of you, of course, and I wanted to say again, Tuesday I'll have all your emails. I'll get in contact with you and we'll get them all fixed. So by next week, you're going to have your vehicles running good, even if you've got a smell or if it's pulling to the right or to the left or you've got a little leak, and you're going to send me a photo, kind of heads up here, a photo's worth 1,000 words. So if you want to, take your cell phone out. If you've got that little leaky weep hole water pump, any kind of picture, 2, 3, I don't, just send me a ton of pictures. That's okay. I'll buzz through there real quick because probably pretty close to the second or third picture, I'll be able to say, oh, yeah, it's the water pump. And sometimes, too, by the way, I've had some emails here that have pointed out to me that it's not running good, Mark. I've got a code saying that the number 6 cylinder is misfiring, I don't remember all the emails. I've read a few of them, and I'm going to get back to you. But I want you to take a picture of the exhaust tailpipe, the exhaust pipe, you know, where the exhaust comes out of your engine. So when you send me an email about not running good and not running right, and you've got a code, and they say you need a tune-up, spark plugs, anything like that, take a photo of the exhaust pipe for me, because I can tell you a lot about what color tint of brown, black, dark black, light black, white, what's happening in that picture out of the exhaust pipe. Take the picture and make sure the vehicle's turned off when you're doing the picture, please. I do not want you to smell like exhaust, kind of like we're smelling right here in the IndyCar studio this week.
Oh, yeah.
Indianapolis 500. I got old tires, new tires. I'm thanking the crew right now if they're listening, which, you know, they're probably taking it off. But they have to listen every show. Ha ha. So you guys, thanks for putting the gas can in here. Okay, I can read this email. Let's do it. Yes, I can read it. Okay, here we go. Hi, Mark. Do you have... This is short and sweet, too. Cindy, okay. Hi, Mark. Do you have a favorite tire of choice for a minivan? Cindy, here in Pasco, Washington. That's short and sweet. Thank you, Cindy. No, I know. Long's good, too. But, Cindy, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Pasco, Washington. Woo! Shout-out! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Cindy, we're doing a shout-out to the station you're listening to us on, KFLD AM 870. Just a few towns that are in their listening audience is Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. And all of you that are tuned in, do a shout-out back to us through email. Let us know all the city and towns around there in the KFLD AM 870 listening range. Thank you. Appreciate it. Cindy, thanks for bringing us into Pasco. And that's an easy, you've got a minivan, easy question, and I do have favorites. So this is kind of, we're kind of on the borderline here, Cindy. I'm not plugging a tire brand, okay? Let's get that straight. I'm plugging, helping you. I'm lucky enough, Cindy, to be able to go to test tracks to test tire brands. Okay, I'll say it. Tire rack. I like 10 acres of wet, juicy asphalt roads where I can push the go pedal, Cindy, 100-plus miles an hour as I'm got my driving gloves on and my helmet and my fire suit, and I'm turning that vehicle to the right a little bit. I feel like I'm on the Indianapolis 500 racetrack, and they're tracking my time, and all I'm doing is hanging on for dear life because one brand might not be holding me to the track. See, they have the sprinklers on. Well, I have the wiper blades on going full blast. They have the sprinklers turned on the asphalt track, and it's slick because it's wet. So, Cindy, you found the right home here, Auto World. Mark Evans, I got to tell you right now, minivan. A couple things. I could talk a lot about tires, of course, but I want to help you right now. And what that means is minivan versus, well, let's just say it the way it is. Bentley, you're not driving a Bentley, you're driving a minivan. They're both great vehicles. It sounds like you have kids, maybe, because you have a minivan. Not saying you do have, but what I'm saying is that you buy a vehicle for what your needs are. and you might have purchased a minivan for your needs. So with that said, I want you to go out and buy a Michelin Defender. Michelin's the brand, Defender's the model. Don't be bashful. Go to TireRack.com. You can tell them I sent you. Please do. And any one of you that want to do that, please do. Go over there. There's no cost to do that on the internet. You know, .com, interweb, all that, Cindy. Just go TireRack.com and go Michelin Defender. Now, what's the easiest way to do it? It's they have a tire decision guide, but you can just enter in your make and model of your van, and it brings up, and you'll see over there in the filter what brand. You click the brand, then just click Michelin. I don't want you to go anywhere else. Just go Michelin Defender. The thing is, Cindy, I want to put tires on your van that's safe, stop, go, and that you're in Pasco. You're probably in a little bit of rainy weather there. Richland, you might see some snow. This tire will take you and make you go anywhere and everywhere you want to go, and it'll last a lot of miles. I'm talking over 60,000 miles. If you buy the cheap brand, I won't say that brand, if you buy the cheaper priced tire, you're not going to go as far as the Michelin Defender, and you'll be buying two sets, maybe even three sets to the Michelin Defender, and it's going to cost you more money. There we are. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. Send me an email back, Cindy from Pasco, Washington, so I can send you some great minivan detail products inside and outside. And you're going to need more because it's a van, a lot more square foot, all that. So we'll get you taken care of. Send me an email address. Email me an address, and I can send you out some goodies. We'll get slide them in and slide them out, Sammy, my chauffeur, to get that packaged up for you. Woo! Yeah! We're going to come back. B2V.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you join me every week, folks. Sit back, relax, let me do the driving, which you have been doing. I do appreciate you doing that. It's called an enjoyable 3 hours of your life, and thanks for spending 3 hours of your life with me each and every week. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We've got a trivia question answered, but I've got another one here for you just for some fun. Why not? What brand of car did Agent 86 Maxwell Smart drive?
Oh, yes, I remember now. Missed it by that much.
Yes. Oh, yes. What brand of car did Agent 86 Maxwell Smart drive? 855-660-4261. And do you have that car? Do you have that make and model? Yes. I love the name of it, of course. And by the way, it's going up in value as we speak. It's time. You've been wondering. I've been saying it. B2V. What is it? Brain to vehicle. What? Yes, if you head over to our Facebook page, you'll see a brain hooked up to the car, the Nissan. Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. To go over and take a look. You'll see that photo there at Auto World Radio also. I believe that we put it up on Instagram account. It's Auto World Media. Go ahead and head on over there. What is it? Well, Nissan's B2V system lets you drive a car with your brain waves. You know, we've talked about driverless cars using electrical cameras, electrical wires. You don't have to drive anymore. You just get in it. Well, would you trust Nissan's brain-to-vehicle, the B2V? See, Nissan unveiled this brain-to-vehicle, or the B2V. It says it enables vehicles to interrupt signals from the driver's brain as you're driving, redefining how people interact with their cars. This is all Nissan, folks. Driverless cars, of course, may become the future, but that doesn't mean automakers have to turn their backs on flesh and blood motorists. That's right, all of us are breathing. Nissan came up with this technology designed to make driving more fun. I don't know about that. You got to wear this hat thing, and you got to have these things stuck onto your head, and it's probably pulsating on your head. The brain decoding system that gives automobiles the ability to anticipate a driver's action. Hit the brakes or gas or make a turn and then initiate the action before he or she does it. Dubbed the brain-to-vehicle, B2V. See, the system uses an electronic electrode studded skull cap to capture the driver's brain activity and artificial intelligence to interrupt it. Can you imagine being in a little discussion with your significant other and you don't agree with what they're saying and you got this cap on? Oh, you're driving? Oh, the B2B detects brain signals. Oh, boy, would it. That would trigger the movement of a driver's hands or feet a moment before the movement happens. Reaction times are cut by as much as half a second. The company said, Nissan, in a written statement, the driver turns the wheel and pushes the pedals as usual, but with an enhanced sense of control. See, with most of us, most people, all of us think autonomous driving, impersonal vision of the future. Yeah. Like I said, I like to have driving gloves on. Well, when I'm riding on a test track, I have driving gloves on. Nissan is adding that B2V technology here real soon. I'll keep you in touch. I'll let you know and make sure that you understand what that is more and more and more. But feel free to please do, Google it and go in. You're wearing this cap. You got, I don't know. Maybe they could, and this is a good sign, maybe they could help us with what might be happening. It could, I guess, attempt to help us with our health. That could help also. Like dementia. I mean, Apple came out with the watch, heart rate, all that stuff with the Apple Watch. I don't own one. I need to probably get one. Because it helps you understand what's going on with your health before it even happens. My friend found out that he had 3 strokes because of the Apple Watch. Basically told him what was going on. So he got to the doctor and sure enough, the watch was right. So maybe the skull cap could help us. Maybe that's another thing that I don't know if I can trust the skull Nissan's B2V system. To drive my car. If I was in a discussion with somebody, not using a cell phone, but just talking out my pie hole. And it was a heated discussion about cars. Oh, yeah. Or something else. Maybe my brainwaves might be turning the car right and left at all times. That might be a fun carnival ride, huh? Not. It's time for a recall. This is serious now. Not saying that the skull cap isn't serious. Get your pen and paper and pencil out because you folks with the Hyundai, if you have a Hyundai, listen up. This is a recall. Exploding seat belts. Hyundai recalling over 281,000 vehicles due to exploding seat belts. Yep. Faulty seat belt pretensioner that under certain conditions can explode, folks, sending metal pieces into the vehicle cabin. Hyundai, the South Korean automaker, said the action covers some. Here's the years now. That's why I want you to get a pen and paper and pencil out at all times. Here's the years of what's, if you have these years, or your neighbor has them, or your relatives have them, your neighbor, whoever might have them. If you're seeing one on the road, pull them over and tell them. Here's the years. 2019 through 2022, Accents, Hyundai, Accents. 2021 through 2023, Hyundai Elantras. And 2021... through 2022, Elantra hybrids. There has been some people that's been hurt. According to all the reports, during a crash, the front driver passenger seat belt pretensioners have exploded when deploying during the collision. Metal then, of course, as you know, goes into the cabin. Now, it can be fixed. It's free. The explosion hasn't been determined yet by Hyundai, but they're working on it, investigating the issue, of course, working hand-in-hand and side-by-side with NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Association, who's what that stands for. Get over to the dealer, tell them you heard it here, Auto World Mark Evans, and they'll fix it. They have a cap that goes over that, free of charge, a cap, folks, that goes over the pretensioners, and that causes it to not send any metal into your family or yourself. So just wanted to get that out there for this traveling type of weekend that we are on. Of course, when you listen to the Auto World program, I tend to try to save you money and keep you safe. We always like to have you coming back. That's why we're here, and we want you to come back each and every week. It means a lot to me. I'm very proud to have you here. Next week, we didn't get to it, but we're going to get to it next week. What happened on this week in automotive history? You're not going to believe it. That's next week. We're going to dig in. I got some more emails we're going to dig into. Always, and again, another reminder, GCNLive.com. You can always go there to listen to the show, to the archives, and remember the podcast. Google Auto World Mark Evans.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word of the week is barbecue. Are you ready to BBQ? Tis the season. Hot dogs, hamburgers, ribs, your favorite meat that you might want to barbecue. Maybe salmon. Barbecue with your family, your friends, but do not barbecue your engine. Do not barbecue your brakes, and do not barbecue your transmission. Get and do preventive maintenance, folks. Barbecue, hot dogs and hamburgers instead. Drive safe and motor on, everyone.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally's Bell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.